Welcome to Reality After Show. This is coverage of the challenge Ride or Dies, episode 8 after show. I'm Johnny Fairplay. That's Alex Trias. That's Dan Monchel. We're talking episode 8. It's called Born to Ride or Die. Now, I wasn't with you guys last week, and I actually just watched episode 7 earlier today after I woke up at 6:30 a.m. to watch Survivor for the second time, because I just finished that podcast with Wayne Mimet, and then I watched episode 8 right after that, and then I did podcast, and now I'm here. So I'm back to, like, I am challenge brain ready, and I'm not happy.
No. Okay. Wait, is this the episode now where we can all, not just me, bash Anitza?
Oh, did you become a Fessel fan on this episode?
I've always been a neutral on Fessel. Okay. Like, I'm not Lauren who's like, I absolutely hate him, but will accept a cameo from him.
Yes, no. Fessel with the eye roll on the Anitza BS. God. I was so, and her note, her feeling it. Then she goes, I bet you're making faces. It's like, yes, because you suck. So she is
the worst
liar.
But let's just say, all of her success this season, you know, there's a common trend, and it's when she doesn't have to move.
Yes. Yeah, I caught that too.
Yeah, whenever Jordan can do all of it, that team seems to do pretty well.
Yeah,
of it. But you know what? Can Jordan not dress himself? Because,
God,
whatever this handkerchief is that he keeps tying around his head.
He's like the poor man's golden god. Like the golden god, you know, makes those wild moves, and you're just like, you know what? That doesn't work for most people, but that works for you. It does not work for Jordan.
See, the golden god, at least professionally, is a model.
Yeah. So and if he does weird stuff, it's just like, that's what models do.
Right. It's like, once you are labeled a model, you can sort of do whatever you want, and people be like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, he's a model. I mean, you know. So whereas Jordan is basically a stuntman, isn't that what this guy does for a living?
Yeah, I think he started doing that like early on into his challenge career. Also started doing stunt work. I know he does like other brand. Like he does have like I think like semi fashion stuff that he sells, but it's not handkerchief.
Okay,
but as bad as it is, it's on brand for Jordan, especially if you look at the past couple years, because it started to get weird on Dirty 30, where he just came in with like the creeper mustache and was like, okay, that's going to be your thing this time. Yeah. And then what? It was Total Madness. He's just rocking, you know, this awful, like it looked like, you know, the Simple Jack haircut from, you know, Tropic Thunder.
Yep.
And it just keeps evolving.
Hey,
and
do not talk about my good friend Donathan like
It's okay, guys, because at the end of the day, Jordan has a lot of integrity and it's all about sportsmanship.
Oh, cool. Well,
the better competitor will always win.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with hearing.
I hate these people. I mean, that's where I'm at with this show. I hate these people. They are horrible people. Yeah. Right?
I mean, you look down onto it, and it's not only complaining at the vets, but as we get into it or whatever, is Amber can't understand that Michelle's upset about going right in and pushes a hug away, and it's just there's a 10 minute
more story about that, but like the storyline that they're doing for the episode of it, like making us waste time about Huggate.
Oh my god,
was not something I needed.
This is my least favorite episode this season.
So like, it's an interesting episode. I won't say it's like my least favorite yet.
You think there'll be something worse? Great.
It's possible. It's always possible if Anitza's still in the game. Oh, yeah. But it's like, it's sort of the repercussions of like, you split the sides. Like Michelle and Jay were very much aware of the situation they put themselves in. Like, so in that aspect, it was like, minus how the elimination goes, everything sort of goes like how you expect it. Sure. If you're a player, it's like there's clear sides and there's two teams that are still trying to claim the middle. And if one of the sides wins, the other side and people in the middle are going to get thrown in.
Yeah, but I just the arrogance and entitlement of these people. I mean, like, if you're a challenge veteran and there's some good ones in there, but the entitlement of the majority is just gross.
I think where it started to go wrong was back when, you know, it was Corey, Nelson, Hunter, TYB, and then even Devin, they started taking shots at Bananas early on, which was something that had never happened before. And he was just like, what's going on? This never happens. And he was upset about it. And I think what happened is that started a trend that now every vet feels that way.
Yeah, and it's just like, well, you don't
have... Yeah, you don't have Bananas' resume. Like, you don't get to make that.
You didn't. They haven't put. Well, I mean, I feel like they put Anise on 42 seasons. You know, which she'll never win. But
facts.
Yeah. Okay. Guess what? I don't. No spoilers. Don't want to know spoilers. There is no. I don't care if Jordan carries Anise on his back. Which, good luck. She ain't winning.
No. It's like we were saying off the before we went live. It was like, there seems to be this big trend this season of Jordan and Anissa are top three, like results team when it's a competition where Jordan can do a majority of the work. And for the most part, Anissa's standing there or at least doing the bare minimum.
Yeah. So that's not what TJ's final is.
Right. It's like, you hear what Jay says during the elimination. He's like, I know, like, the hard part's like the actual part of the challenge. He's like, I know if I can get to be in the final, I'm one of the best people there.
Yep.
I have endurance for days. I have heart.
He's got the right partner.
Right. And he has a good partner. Like, him and Michelle aren't a bad team. I want, like, them.
Him and Michelle could win TJ's final.
Right. They're not a bad team. They made a decision. Their biggest mistake was winning twice and being in a spot where, like, they had to be the person of their side to attack all the big names, all the, like, OG power players. And then they get all the flack.
Yeah.
And in a system where you don't have a last place automatically goes into elimination and the other team just like has to throw in a quarter of the field. And now is a third of the field. Next week, it will be half the field. It's like, you're damned if you win. Like, Johnny was on, he had his podcast this week with Michelle. And he was like, I was trying to make Nani know, like, we shouldn't be winning because why make four targets?
Yep. And Nani did not understand that, and that's
no, no. Nani, and they
wins and Bananas wins.
No, yeah. I agree that was their biggest mistake, winning two in a row. But when they won two in a row, I think it would have been different had they took the shot they did the second time, the first time, because then they could have taken that second shot.
You reverse order the Jay and Michelle's wins. This game's different.
Because then they would have been able to take out either the Jordan and Anissa and Nani Bananas by doing that the second time. Mm-hmm. And then the game's completely different because there's only a handful of them.
Yeah. The issue is Michelle takes deals at like face value, her words. Yeah. And
she plays with her heart.
Yeah. And when she tells Nani and Bananas after they have put them into interrogation themselves and were like, I won't do this to you, she was like, I have to do that for at least like the first time. Yeah. And then they get such a visceral reaction because they're not playing the game that the other people want them to play.
Yeah.
You didn't throw them in for us. Yeah. So now, like, if we win, we have to be the ones to put our blood on our hands. But instead of attacking Bananas, we're going to attack you.
Yep. It sucks. So, all right. We're back in the house. Amber's on cloud nine, but she's spicy. So watch out.
She's sweet, but spicy.
Okay. Is she?
I don't know anymore.
Are we seeing more and more with Amber? Because this has been a common theme, not just this season, but the past few.
That no one likes Amber?
Yeah, that no one likes her. But are we starting to see more and more of this? That it isn't like she does any... Yeah, she doesn't do anything that's like that big. That's like, that's why I don't like her. But I think it's a lot of these little things, just how she acts, that people are turned off by her.
I still don't get it because like I understand why Amber's mad at Michelle about the hug.
Mm-hmm.
However, it is literally a 15-second conversation to end. Like, so I don't like, so that's not like this huge red flag of like, oh, that's why everybody hates Amber. I'm just like, no, I get it. Like, Amber's feelings were hurt because she went to hug her friend who she knew was in a bad spot. And then, you know, when they actually talk about it, like, you know, of course she has to do four confessionals first, but you know, then when they actually talk, she's like, okay, I get it. So,
right. And
Like, but I don't think this is one of those, okay, now we finally understand why no one likes Amber.
No.
I still like Amber.
No, and Michelle still likes Amber. Off,
yeah, and Michelle's a good judge of character. I mean, because Michelle's friends with me.
There you go. But yeah. Nelson says, like, you know, he had to make a choice. And what I find very funny is him saying, welcome to the challenge. Challenge champion Amber.
Yeah. Well, I like Nelly T wish she had more options. I'm like, you did. You had the option of anyone in the house.
Like, no, I needed more options.
Yeah, I know. You had anyone in the house for options.
I asked if I could put Anissa in 4 times and they said no.
Oh, okay. Got it. Noted. So right here we learned that Amber and Michelle are tight. I'm like, oh, are they not gonna be tight? And then this is one of the weakest episode storylines we've had yet.
Mm-hmm.
So because like as soon as they say they're tight, I'm just like, okay, so they're not tight. And then it's just like, oh guys, there had to have been something else going on in the house we're talking about.
Right. And you know what?
I mean, I'm shocked we didn't get 45 minutes of Banana's birthday.
I think he was still surprised to this day that they even celebrated his birthday because he does like
it was all Nani and it was excuse to get
right. It was like Nani and Mariah who he's hooking up with in the house. Yeah. But like literally everyone else is in confessional is how they want to actually be like, why is he still here? We don't want to face him in a final. We need to send him out.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, did you notice that Tori had a phone?
No.
During that.
I did see that.
Yeah, like when they were like listing up, like I guess like his accolades or whatever. Like Tori had a phone out.
You think she snuck it in down there?
I mean, even if she snuck it in, it's on camera.
I would have to imagine that. Yeah, like that one had to have been production because I think it was Laurel told a story that it was on a season a while ago that they had snuck in a phone and like hid it in a cereal box. And she was texting back when Diem was still alive, was texting Diem, letting her know what was going on. And she got a huge fine for that.
Oh, wow.
Let them have the phone.
My guess is the phone was used to look up Banana's accolades because
they're like, we need Wikipedia.
Because I don't even think Banana's knows or cares that much about his accolades either.
I mean, He's won his money. He's won his championships.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that they only talk about, because that's all you really can talk about, is his actual winnings. I'm like, if you add just his fee
for
all 21 seasons combined, I'm like, it's probably a big staggering number.
That's more than his winnings.
Yeah, and he clearly doesn't care about it because I remember, you know, going back to Dirty 30, they had to put there was one daily where you were putting all 30 of the challenges in order. And at that point, you know, Bananas was on, you know, 17 of 30, had no clue.
Yeah. I can't tell you the name of the tribes on my second season of Survivor. Don't care.
Right. It's like Malachi, I have other things to worry about.
Yeah. So like my tribe was Malachi or Malakau or that was the name of the other tribe, or whichever one. I don't know what the name of the other tribe was. I don't care.
No, you were the favorites.
Yeah, I was the favorite. Exactly. Fans were his favorites. Don't.
Yeah.
Like, I was my tribe was called favorites. guess who I said the winner would be from that season before we even started? A favorite.
Really?
Yeah. But we weren't entitled. We were just like, it wasn't fair.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, yeah. Anyway. But hey, this ain't Survivor.
No.
Get out your notepad. Write it down. This ain't Survivor. This is the challenge.
But you know what, Jordan? Go on Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I will be very impressed to see him be third boot.
No way. Okay. So, Michelle and Amber are tight. They play with their hearts. Nelson tells Olivia she looks pretty, and this is right after she gets up sans makeup or anything. And Nelson, you're a salesman.
And you know, from season 43 of Survivor, we all know how we should be feeling about salesmen.
It's true. It's true.
They have to go.
Anissa sees growth in Jordan and also sees him as a brother. And this is based on the fact that Is it Devin talking to her?
Yeah.
And Devin's basically like, you know, like, so, you know, why are you here with Jordan? And I so wanted her to be like, well, because Naya got COVID.
and my gay bestie was, because we still don't know his name. We just know him as Anissa's gay bestie also got COVID and couldn't compete. But I'm like, we had the story already. You have had this confessional in half the episodes that we've had. Yeah. And also, I find it very convenient that they only show a fraction of the, like, oh, sometimes I get heated with him, where what they don't show you is her calling him a racist.
Oh, yeah.
Like, multiple times.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We're like, that's how I treat family.
Yeah, they're ride or dies.
Yeah.
I don't want to be part of that family.
No, I want that family gone. Excommunicate.
Yeah. I feel like that's my family. I don't really hang out with my family. Not a secret. All right. So it's Banana's 40th birthday. He's been on 21 seasons. So if you break that down, he has what, 7 wins in 21 seasons. So he wins 1 out of 3.
Yeah.
I feel like I would win 1 out of 3.
I mean, I would like to say a lot of us could, but you look at the records of a lot of these people that keep showing up.
Oh, yeah. Well, Boston Rob's like 1 in 8.
Sure. Nelson's like 0 for 9.
Oh,
yeah, well, even CT's only about a quarter. Yeah.
Casey only has a win, and Amber only has a win because they happen to be linked up with CT in the last leg of a final.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the only ones that have it better were some of the more team-based ones. Like, it was, you know, Kenny before he was banned from the show. I think he won like 3 of 7 or something like that.
You had Landon, who was 3 of 4. You had Darrell, who was 4 of 4 before, you know, taking a long break and then coming back to ruin his record.
Yes, and not being friends with any veteran, apparently. Don't get that one. I think Darrell just doesn't want to be a part of the drama or hang out with these entitled a-holes when he's not doing this.
He's just like, I'm too old for this.
Yeah.
Or for that part of it. I can still compete. I can still run a final if I'm there.
I don't want to play their reindeer games.
Well, and when Darrell won, a lot of it was with the teams. Like, it wasn't as big of a, like, political game. It was just, okay, nobody really hates me. So,
worst performer goes
down. And they want me to run the final with them. So we're good.
Yeah. It was always worst performer goes down. It was incentivized for you to be very good at all the challenges, not a hindrance to be good at all the challenges. Yeah. And in today's game,
they fixed the game, Alex. They fixed it.
They did fix it.
See?
Yeah.
Okay.
The game's fixed. It's great.
It's great. I mean, I hate this episode and everyone left of the game, but otherwise it's awesome.
And it also has the fans in an uproar over something that they were very happy about in episode 2 that happened.
Oh, what is that?
Fan interference in an elimination in The Zone.
Yeah.
Headlined by Bastille today.
Oh, I got a Zone question.
Hey, Ben.
All right. So, let's see. Fessy and Nelson are not coming after each other because they share a room together. Nelson's strategy is something.
It's something. Something
to behold, isn't it?
I think you could have just stopped with his strategy is something.
It's something.
It's like, but like, I think they do like have the other players sort of really highlight what Nelson's biggest flaw is. And like, he says it himself.
Yes.
Like,
but he doesn't, emotions... doesn't grasp, doesn't, no. It flies out of his mouth, but he's just like, whatever words I just said were words that answered your question correctly. And now I'm going to do something that is the exact opposite.
Yeah. So like, people always talk about what's worse, being ignorant of like what you don't know, but like doing the result that you shouldn't do, or actively knowing at this point of your challenge career, I should be doing this.
Yeah. That is worse.
And still doesn't. That is worse. But it's like, Nelson has this big thing about his bros. It doesn't matter how many times they,
you know, they manipulate
him, cut him. Bros before hoes, you know. Michelle couldn't say that on the podcast, but you know what? We can. Livia.
She could do better. She was going to do it. She was just like very, you know, great ladies. Like, she just couldn't do it.
Yeah. Oh, I got you. I got you.
Yeah, she's nice ladies.
Okay. Well, we love Olivia, so.
We do love Olivia, and yeah. I hate seeing her constantly let down by these men.
Yeah, no, like, pick better, girl. So, I mean, but once again.
You know what? For next season, challenge producers, give Olivia better options.
Yeah.
And you know what? Give Michelle better options, too. She was complaining about that on the Bananas podcast. She was like, there was no single guys that I was into.
Vessel.
They're working on their friendship.
Oh. In bed. She's working on her relationship.
Nothing happened.
She's working on her friendship like a fortune cookie.
Nothing happened.
Oh, okay.
According to her. Okay, they just were in a bed together. Just like how Tori and Jordan were only in a bed together. Nothing ever happened.
Well, according to the preview for next week, she was naked.
Yeah, nothing happened.
All right, Fessy just really likes Hall Brawl. Leave him alone.
He does really like Hall Brawl.
He does.
All right. And a so it's time for our daily. This challenge, guess what? You're not going to believe this, guys. It's going to be sick.
Yeah, it is.
Awesome. It's called Double Trouble. Tell us what it is, Alex.
Yeah, so one partner will jump from the back of a truck to the back of a race car. That's the back of a line of race cars where you'll run to the front where your partner is on the front car taking keys out of it. They give you the key. You run back and forth four times and you pull a lever. Time wins.
Four hidden keys.
Four hidden keys that are very obviously right next to each other all in the back seat.
Yes, right behind you.
Like literally every single person was like, went into the car for half a second. Oh, yeah. Here's my next one. Except like Anissa, I'm impressed she was able to move quickly through the
She was slowing down as it progressed.
Well, it's endurance.
That would have been the most amazing thing if they lost simply because Jordan was like waiting for the
key. He was close to waiting for that last key.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is so like we have Olivia and Horatio go first.
He's killing it, but then at the end of every challenge, he gets sloppy.
He gets a little bit of the yips.
Yeah.
You know, like he gets in his head a little bit under pressure. He cracks a little bit. Olivia's nervous.
Yeah. So next, Jay and Michelle, they killed it.
As they should. Like, they are good at the challenge, folks. Like,
I know. Just make.
They're getting called back. That's the positive of it.
Yeah, they're getting called back, and they just need to make. They need to make two more friends in the off season. I think Jay needs to work on his because I feel like Michelle did her work because she had Nani. It was, but you know, but being paired with Bananas, that wasn't gonna work with Jay. But she had Nani.
Yeah,
and then she had Devin's
or well, Devin. It sounds like Michelle on the podcast was trying to do some politics for Jay with Bananas. So who knows? I want to make a bold prediction here. I think this is the turning point for Jay.
It should be.
I think for
I don't need Jax back to purposely sabotage his game.
No.
Well, I think what they have, what you were seeing with Jay and Michelle, or you know, we want to talk about specifically Jay here, is that you know, more and more of these old guard vets, I don't think you're going to have three or four of them back every season moving forward. And if they are, it's not going to be longer. And I think he is starting to build that relationship with that second tier, you know, like the Nelsons, the Fessies, people that have been on a handful but haven't been doing it for 20 years.
Professionally, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the reason why I only say Jay is Michelle's established. She was the first confessional of the season. Like, production sees value in her. Like, and like she says herself, like she's not trying to make TV. She does it almost effortlessly.
Yeah, I mean, like, go back and watch her season. Like, the season of Survivor that she won, she refused to work with production.
Yeah.
So this is a girl that is purposely not trying to make good TV. So whereas you know, so many of these entitled asses are.
And I think that's why not all the MTV fans, because like, you know, the people that are only going to go to watch for the OG vets are going to hate on Michelle because, she had the audacity to go after Anissa. I'm like, well, what has Anissa ever done for you lately or ever? Yeah. Michelle is like, just comes off authentic.
Yeah.
You know, like even when she's gaming and she has to be like, quote unquote, fake, it still comes off genuine, where she's like, I understand if you hate me and you're going to throw me in, but like, here's why it could be beneficial for you to not put us in.
Yeah.
So it's like she's always trying. She's a joy to watch, and she just seems like a joy of a person.
She is.
Well,
she
is. And I think those people, you know, that have all those characteristics that Michelle does are the ones that do really well. I mean, we talked about the birthday scene. Had it been up to Bananas, he wouldn't have wanted that because he only wants to, you know, make that TV moment that's on his terms. He isn't going out of his way to take more of it. You see the same thing with like CT and others that have done really well is they don't want that spotlight all on them because they're trying to do something just so they get airtime.
Hey, Bananas knows the trick. Like when they're leaving the house, you'll get either the Johnny visual of him saying something or just just the audible, you know, just like, time to party, guy. Like, you know, they're grabbing the Johnny Bananas line,
right?
And he's just like, that count. That's enough. I'm good.
They're not pulling the Casey and Kenny lines.
Yeah,
you know, like that. The goal, like I think Casey's a cool girl. The production obviously doesn't.
Oh, is Casey on
the Kenny
season?
Lines? Come on, what's everyone's favorite Kenny line of the season?
You mean all three confessionals he's had?
Yeah,
he's had three. I would.
I know that's the shocker, right?
Say, I would have taken the under.
Yeah. Please, all
love to anyone who gets the ability to be on a show like this. But this has to be one of the worst, like, casting choices. Like, why bring in a new person and that you are going to know is a dud?
Yeah.
Like, you could have, anyone could have told you, like, Casey isn't, like, on TV, a ball of charisma.
No.
Like,
Josh should have been there.
Right. Like, Josh and anybody, you instantly get an injection of personality, charisma, drama.
Yeah, that should have been the pair. That should have been her ride or die. It should have been Josh. Yeah.
Especially because Josh was there. He was one of the alternates on site.
Yeah, true.
And Kenny had COVID.
He had the vid.
Yeah.
Jeez. I don't get it. All right. So, Fessel, his height helped on this challenge.
Not enough to be fast, but yeah, it was like, it literally looked like he was just playing. It's the big kid playing with the toy trucks.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I think you need to upgrade. Like, you need to get a little bit bigger here.
So what happens if you fall off? Like, it doesn't matter if you kind of fall off?
What it seems like. It seems like it's because of how everything's running. It's not like you're going to fall off and then just be trailing behind all the cars.
It looks like you fell off and I'm just like, okay. And then it's like, but they're still in it. I'm just like, okay, was there a time penalty that we weren't told about?
Maybe there was, but we weren't made aware of it. I think it was like they knew they couldn't perfect the balance of the cars.
Yeah.
They couldn't stay in that same position. Because like you saw when Jay started, he couldn't start immediately because that second to third car had a wider gap than all the others. I'm thinking it's like as long as if you fall off, you still have the ability to get back onto a car, you're fine. I think if you're like at a point where like you're at the last car and you went flying backwards and you can't swing back on, then you're out.
Yeah.
But it really seems like if you just lost the key, you're out.
Yeah. I feel like this challenge is good in concept, but like all the bugs weren't worked out 100%.
Right. It looked cool though. It looked fun. Yeah. Like for a challenge where like usually when teams only get to go one at a time, it can get very boring.
Yeah.
I at least enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too. But I just felt it wasn't completely mapped. Like I feel like they figured out the potential pitfalls and they're like, good enough.
Yeah, because I think as soon as you should have fallen off of a car, that should have been a DQ.
Yeah. I thought that should have been the same as dropping a key.
Right. I think like as long as you can keep some sense of a body part connected, like like if you're like falling off but you still have like your foot, like
that was the case,
and you swing back on
two times.
Right. Yeah. But then we get a montage of everybody that you know won't win. Yeah. And
Nelly dropped key, Kenny dropped key, shocker. And then Devin explains that this is right up his alley because he has been called Fat Tom Hardy, action star.
multiple occasions. That got me.
And I was just like, you are a fat Tom Hardy. Oh, God bless Devin.
And it's like, he's slimmed down.
I know, but he's still fat Tom Hardy.
Yeah, I'll take it when you can get it, you know.
Yeah. I would take that.
Also, we have to be thinking of it at this point. Like, every single time they've been competing now, it's all been a hype video now of, like, Devin's better this season. He's going to be underestimated. Like,
yeah.
Like, because they don't really have other storylines other than, like, Devin is making deals with everyone and Tori won't make deals with people because she's weird and very attached to Jordan, even though they've been separated for over a year.
Oh, don't worry. It's not like he's talking to anyone else and no one finds him attractive doing his stuntman work in a challenge, like doing his normal job in a challenge.
And someone who's also probably like the most attractive person on the cast currently.
No contest.
Wow. Which again makes me go, how did they wait all these years to throw Nerys on the challenge? She was on the same Are You the One season, I believe, as Devin, as Nelson, as Tori.
Oh, wow.
And
she is.
She had.
And why did they wait 8 episodes to show her on this season?
But they've been showing her throughout the season.
Not as much.
Well, maybe they don't win.
All right.
Her storyline has been more of helping Nelson. Like, hey, this is what you've done in the past. It's not working. Maybe we should do this.
Yes. Maybe you're wrong in everything you're thinking. So, and then she defers to him. On
But I think now, like, we have these last few teams going, and you're really just seeing why, like, age necessarily isn't something that can slow someone down. Like, you can't just assume it.
Yeah.
Because you have Bananas, who obviously just turned 40. Yeah. He kills it in this competition. And Jordan, I think it's like probably in his mid-30s at this point.
Sure.
He kills it. Like, and obviously Jordan's also like the, I would say, outside of maybe Fessel would argue against it, the best athlete, just like athletically made person on the show currently.
And I think Jay does better if he's later.
Right. And just I think, see it some more.
I think they're continuously learning by watching. Number one, and number two, Jay got screwed on the that beginning car, and we don't
know what the time difference was between all three teams.
So, beginning car, like, that was a big hiccup. That, like, you know, because he's like ready to go, like, you have your adrenaline and you're ready to go, and he can't go, and then you have to re-adrenalize. So
you have adrenaline in your soul.
Yes. So
the challenge has more than one royal family.
It does it.
I don't know.
Oh, all right. So, anyway, it comes down to Bananas, Jordan, and Jay. And it's Jordan and Issa. Jay looks defeated, according to Jordan. And Bananas and TJ goes, well, go back and deliberate. And Bananas goes, I wonder who the F it's going to be. And TJ goes, yeah, me too.
Like, that's why I do love Val Bananas, because he's at a point of his career now where he's just like, even if it was the other side, and he knows he's going to be like, I wonder who's going to get thrown this time. Like, there's no repercussions. There's no repercussions.
Well, once again, he's just like, I know when we get to the house, I ain't going to say anything. So let me steal this moment right here and get my airtime.
Yeah. And before we go into the ad break, I also wrote down more of what Jordan said when he was talking. He also described himself and Anissa. And let's be clear, he's describing themselves as this.
Correct.
We are the cockroaches in your sandwich.
Yes.
And I was like, that's at least Anissa's career.
Yeah. Agreed. So with that, shave your balls. Support for Reality After Show is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. That's right, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. If my math's correct, that's about 12 million balls.
The Performance Package 4.0 has arrived, and oh man, is it a game changer. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies.
First off, the Lawnmower 4.0, this trimmer is the future of grooming, and dare I say, the greatest ball trimmer ever!
Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to help reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and has a 4000K LED spotlight that you need for a more precise shave.
Now, I have a dark shower curtain in my bathroom, and I've been looking for the perfect way to shave in the dark, kinda. Guess what? I found it! 4000K LED! No longer a problem. I got perfectly smooth, clean balls thanks to the Lawnmower 4.0.
It's time to take care of yourself, so go to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping with the code SURVIVOR. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code SURVIVOR. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Thanks for sticking with us through the ad break. And don't forget, for more exclusive Reality After Show coverage, visit realitypatron.com. That's reality, PATRON.com.
Hey, peek behind the curtain on the Reality After Show Patron site. We do a weekly Q&A each week, and we already have a question in for next Monday. And I'm going to be casting Survivor Villains versus Dumbasses. I'm going to cast the Dumbass Tribe.
Oh, nice.
Spoiler, Gabler. Oh. that came up during the last podcast I did right before this podcast. So there you go. So yeah, become a patron. Try it for a month. If you don't like, I'll send your money back. I think you'll love it. It's fun. It's awesome. And we're covering the Challenge Australia. We have links to episodes 1 through 6, and we will be recording the episodes 1 and 2. The podcast is available free wherever you're watching or listening now. Episodes 3 and 4 is available. It's a patron. The rest of the episodes are patron exclusive, but we'll be talking episodes 5 and 6 on Monday, and also releasing the links for episodes 7 and 8 on Monday, and then catching up at some point. I get Hearts Reality next week. I'll be hanging out with Johnny Bananas. First time ever.
The two Johnnies of reality TV.
Well, you have the most famous Johnny in the history of reality television. I'm meeting number 2.
There you go.
Very excited.
Is that the real reason that he decided to just lean into Bananas? Just knew he couldn't be number 1?
I mean, I don't know.
It's possible.
Probable, I guess.
Well, we're getting after their win. Anissa, apparently, Anissa doesn't believe in revenge, but this time she'll be a petty bitch. Oh. And I wrote in my notes, oh, so you're just going to be yourself now.
Oh.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Be authentic for the first time in your life. Yay!
I'm not an Anissa fan. No. I mean, we know you are, Alex, but...
I know. I'm the number one.
I know. Should I make you an Anissa number one fan shirt?
Please, no.
I don't have a good track record for making shirts for you, do I?
You do not.
Sack daddy. Oh, Joker, what do you think about the four teams nominated here or put up for deliberation and interrogation?
We really didn't even need to see any of the deliberation interrogation. It was obvious.
Yes.
Okay, so they were going to get it. And the only thing going back to it is I just love, and I guess it just fits every reason of why Alex loves Anissa so much, was Jordan and Anissa win. They go on a power trip. Well, Anissa goes on a power trip despite doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
No, well, she found the hidden keys.
She did find all the hidden keys that were right there in arm's length. So the four duos that are put up for deliberation, interrogation, and whatever else, evasion. It's Mariah and Fessel, Jay and Michelle, Nelson and Nuries,
yep,
and Olivia and Horacio. And when these are shown on the board, Michelle does not hug Amber back. Oh my God, what was she thinking?
And this goes back to last week. So, and she says on the podcast, but you can also just put two and two together here, is we had that conversation last week where Jordan and Chauncey talked behind closed bedroom doors,
yes,
about, I understand that you're going after Jay and Michelle. I just don't want to be a part of it. Like, I'm not going to come after you. Yeah. I'm not going to stop you from going after them.
Yeah.
So it was like Michelle started to hear about that, and then them picking Fessel and Mariah as the fourth team instead of Amber and Chauncey really just like cemented that, like, oh,
they're
included. Those, that's true.
Yeah. So, but it was more of a Chauncey Jordan deal that, like it. Well, it's so funny with these duo. Like, I mean, because we've seen like what Nani.
Right.
Nani and Michelle's friendship means nothing to Bananas.
Right. I think the issue is that the perception of Chauncey amongst a lot of people is that he's just an extension.
Yeah.
Like, he's not his own person.
Yeah. But I feel like this is the only play in the house that is not an extension, but this is the one thing he's being penalized for.
Oh, correct. Yes. Yeah.
Like, he's like, he goes, hey, Amber, I know you have everything on lockdown. You've worked on everything. But hey, I kind of went into business for myself. And don't worry, it's just one thing. And no one's really going to hear about it. But I made a side deal with Jordan. And Jordan says he's not going to tell anybody but Anissa. And Anissa's going to tell the house.
Right. But it's also just funny because of what the other reasoning why they picked Fessel and Mariah. Because I think it's right. They're like, of the two teams, Fessel and Mariah on paper are the more threatening team.
Yeah, they want Michelle and Jay gone.
Right. They don't care about really the other people. The other people are just casualties of they have to pick people. Yeah. But you're picking Fessel and Mariah, and one of their claims is they have talked no game with me. But let's roll the tape back a little bit. Michelle and Jay win the first time, and they put Anissa and Jordan in, and one of the main reasons was they hadn't been talking any game with them.
Yeah.
And they reacted, you know what? Let's give Fessel his credit. He may be passive aggressive as hell, but he does not show visceral anger the way that they did.
I like Anissa also says right here, we don't like we could have thrown you in, but we didn't. And I'm just like,
it happened one time. Where's this pattern that she's talking about?
Yeah, I'm like, here's the options. I can throw you in to show that I'm against you, or not throw you in. So when someone says we didn't throw you in, you're just like, oh, I don't like that. It's just like, okay, so everyone moving forward, throw Anissa in, because he doesn't like it when you could have and you don't.
And Fessel comes to that conclusion. He's like, he was like, I've been begging for an excuse to allow myself in this game to actually target and threaten Anissa.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, I'm like, I can finally. And when he goes, like, I feel like a weight has been lifted from my shoulders. I was like,
I am Team Fessel. So, yeah, no.
Are we about to?
I'm so glad you shot first. He goes, so now I don't feel bad when I F up Jordan a hall brawl.
It's like, I don't know what they do this season. I could not imagine that Fessel and Mariah win this season based off the amount of airtime they've had halfway through the season.
Well, they could win.
They could.
Because, like, you're saying based on airtime, they're both kind of duds. Compared to a Bananas who was getting limited airtime, and a Devin and a Jay and Michelle, you know, the people that are getting airtime are better TV than Fessel and Mariah.
But I will say, when Fessel gets, and Dan, I'll let you sort of go off of this. When Fessel gets to talk actually about game and not about his fantasy bachelor, paradise that he thinks this challenge house is for him
is based on, yes.
He brings a lot of good points to the table. Like, the way that he plays the game for someone built the way that he does isn't what you're used to seeing. And I want to start saying, like, I'm gonna start giving him his praises. I don't know what happens this season with him. He could go out next week, but I think as a game player, he has been improving leaps and bounds. Yeah. Especially and as a partner.
And super quick, Dan, the move against Nelly two seasons ago was the correct move for Fessel.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So,
just to be clear.
No, we are seeing a lot of improvement. I think it's someone that he's gotten better every season that he's played, and maybe he's not going to be, you know, this dynamite player just with his personality, but I think there's a lot of potential there. I think the biggest, you know, roadblock that's going to be for Fessel and Mariah is the teams that are left, because now that you're picking so few. So yes, I'd agree that him and Mariah, and then even Nelson and Reese, they have a good shot of winning some dailies. But I think, you know, Jordan and Nisa, there's probably going to be a few more that Jordan can win on his own if he's still around. Nani and Bananas are a good team. I think you'll start to see Tori and Devin try to win more. And I think that's just going to be their biggest roadblock, is there's more teams that if they win, Fessel and Mariah are going down there. So I just think it's a little bit of a harder road for them moving
right
forward.
He yeah. has a great game for the hat, like the first half of mm-hmm. the game. Like his game style is great for that. Being that person who's in the middle, not necessarily making deals with anyone, can sort of like, despite being a bigger presence, can sort of still be a wallflower where like you let all these other teams make mistakes, go after each other, shoot, and then get to the point where now there's eight teams left. I believe eight or seven teams left. And he's not going to be looked at. Well, he'll be looked at now.
Yeah.
Okay. But like up to this point, it's like he's almost always guaranteed to have a cakewalk the first half of the game.
So gameplay wise, he doesn't have to do anything the first half, and he hasn't correctly.
Right.
Moving forward, I mean, like, you know, we're limited number of teams. He does have one of the strongest alliances in the house of him and Casey.
Oh, yeah. And Casey. He has him and like he still has Nelson in his, still has in Nelson. His pocket.
And then Casey's got Nani. And, you know, even though it didn't help Michelle, does Nani put her foot down for Casey, for Fessel?
Well, obviously. She'll always protect Casey above her own self-interest. But the only thing going
on. I mean, because Casey, the story's being told. I mean, like, the only words we've heard from Casey eight episodes in is, I cannot be without Nani. I am here for Nani and nothing. I mean, like, it's just like you're your own part. Like, I mean, we understand.
You won.
Yeah. It's just like let this girl say something else.
No, their option is you don't speak.
Okay.
You do not speak until someone else is gone that we have given the opportunity to rehash what the challenge is post commercial break.
Oh,
sweet. I was going to say, I know I brought this up before, but if you look at what this is, Casey's fourth season, if I would be willing to bet that at least 75% of her confessionals are doing that recap or explaining what a challenge or elimination is. She almost never gets
something. Or her girlfriend.
She is here for Nani. And Nani can, neither one of them can be in the house without the other one.
Oh, you know what would sort of be good? Because they did give us.
Well, hold on. Nani cannot be in the house without her. However, she was in the house without her.
She was. She was out there. And had no idea that Nani was also there on occasion. Despite what everybody tells me and online or in the comments. Oh, they had no idea. It was a separate plan. I'm like, they said that for Bananas, not for Nani.
They said, because Nani talked about it, I think it was with Bananas podcast back at like episode two, that she was literally staying in Casey's room they were pulling him.
Yeah.
And then she was just confused because they pulled everyone else and Nani was stuck there for like an additional week. But like, they were there.
Wow. Awesome. But you know what? They did show us the other week about rehashing the Casey and Fessel like alliance. You know what would sort of be fun to watch? Them against each other or their teams against each other in a pole wrestle or a hall brawl style format, and we just have to watch Fessel massacre Casey's brother, which is what he's referred to online, and I'm gonna keep doing that.
Oh, Casey's brother?
Yeah, Casey's brother.
I'm for Casey's brother. I love Casey.
Casey's
great, but
if they go against each other, that's where it always comes down to that coin flip, you know? Is it guys or girls who's going to be the deciding factor? It's like, all right, whoever wins that wins. Like,
well, and when Casey says, I want to face both of them, leave my brother out of it.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure they weren't given the choice, But Casey's the one that should have ran this challenge, not Kenny.
I mean,
oh yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone gets this weird preconception for a lot of these challenges, like, oh, the girl needs to be the girl one does who does
yeah, no.
less work. I'm like, you put the more athletic person
no matter who
in
it
the
is.
Athletic position.
Yeah. Because I was curious whether they were going to have Jay in the wheel or Michelle.
Oh, I always figured it was going to be Jay. Like, I think he's very used to, like, doing a lot of activities yeah. with the carabiners and yeah. the line, so... I always knew it was going to be Michelle in the car there because that's smart.
No, 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 not that yeah. one. In the elimination.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I was wondering
they were going to reverse it.
I think it made more sense because I would at least guess that Michelle's better with the puzzle. And so at least being out there, she has more say over.
Jay said he had the puzzle in his head before.
I think if I remember correctly, Jay was pretty well-rounded ever since Survivor. He showed to be a very well-rounded performer.
Yeah.
But hey, that's why, once again, I think, I love that this season brought them even closer together because, like, they work very well together as a group.
Yeah, and I could see this raising their Survivor stock as well.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Or, like, say CBS does do a season two of, like, their yeah. challenge.
Or, say, Paramount Plus does a returnee season of Survivor.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I think whatever keeps low hanging,
they're idiots for not doing like a 14-day returning season Survivor. I mean,
it's right there,
idiots. So, it's right whatever. There. Oh, so Michelle and Amber make up great.
I wrote the same thing.
I mean, I really will not give it one more second.
I wrote this storyline stupid.
Yes, it went nowhere. All right, Bessel gets hugged by Nisa, rolls his eyes. Olivia and Horatio would love to pull safe, but Nelly doesn't want to choose. And so it's time for DAZN. Alex, did you catch last week's podcast? I had DAZN news.
What?
Yeah, so last week on DAZN Boxing, the real DAZN, they had the first ever that Todd Martin, who works for PW Torch and writes exclusively for mixed martial arts for Sure Dog and the LA Times and all these things, DAZN had a boxing match, and one of the bouts ended in an over the top rope disqualification. And he was like, this is the first time I've ever seen an over the top rope disqualification in a real sport because, you know, it's a wrestling trope, right. You know, so it was an over the top rope disqualification in DAZN.
You know what? That's fitting. Good for DAZN. Good for DAZN.
And if that weren't enough, I have more DAZN news this week.
Oh, let's get it. Let's get it, guys. You're getting free. You're getting free news.
I know. Well, I don't know if it's news. So Impact Wrestling has signed a deal with DAZN outside of America where you can now watch Impact Wrestling on DAZN outside of America. So it is now available in, like, you know, 133 more countries that probably do not have DAZN.
Wow.
But it's available.
It's available, and you can watch every single person slowly leaving the company to go back to WWE.
Yes. So as TJ would say, welcome to DAZN. We got Eric Young. What's up, Eric Young?
Oh, man.
There we go. Who knew that there would be DAZN news each week?
I love it. I love it.
So we're in DAZN. And yes.
And once again, we hate Anissa and Jordan because they sit there all high and mighty. Yes. Now that they're the ones in power. Yes. We believe in redemption, and we redeemed ourselves in the sand last week.
Alex, I think you'd be happy. So this one I didn't listen to, but I guess after the first episode that Jay and Michelle won, Jay and Michelle went on a challenge, you know, official podcast. Anissa was on. Yeah, Anissa was on with them. I didn't listen to it because it wasn't going to happen, but I read like the cliff notes on Reddit. Oh. And Anissa, you know, true to her brand, anytime that Jay and Michelle tried to defend herself, was immediately cut off and just told them why they were wrong.
Let's listen to the person who has never won the challenge and has been betrayed by enemies, by friends and people who just existed. And yes, let's learn about why we were wrong to put you in when you gave them no reassurances, no type of allyship, no friendship, and you're just being a little fake bitch.
Oh, whoa, hey, shots fired. All right.
But hey, you know, support the official challenge podcast.
Yes. So, James Hill, the direct vote, Nelson Nuri's, they pull the safe dagger, which is perfect if I'm scripting this.
Yeah.
Yes.
But who do I save?
Who do I save?
My bro or the person I'm doing?
Yes. He chooses Fessel Mariah because he's, even though he's not with Johnny Bananas, he's hooking up Johnny Bananas.
He is hooking up Johnny Bananas there.
Yes. And this decision right here is why he hasn't won the challenge.
And this is also the reason why people do like fan over Nelson, because they're just like, they love just the idiocy of his decisions. But like in one degree, you can sort of still see why he does it. Like if, from his perspective, it's like, if like in the scenario where Fessel is good with me, I think he's better for me long term. I believe him and Mariah have a better chance of winning one of these end game competitions.
They keep us safe.
Olivia and Horacio have been great, but they've been middle of the pack for a lot of the dailies. So, and they're rookies, and there's going to be this conception of me constantly working with Jay's side, with the rookie's side. So I need to do this move.
Yeah,
it's still the wrong move, I think. And but like Olivia takes it like a champ.
I think that's why he's with her.
Well, also, yes. And apparently, immediately after this was over, they already reconciled.
Yes. So the eliminator's called Spun Out. What's Spun Out?
Spun Out is when the entire peanut gallery gets to help one team win over the target. Realistically, it's one person strapped to the outside of a wheel while your partner's inside the wheel, spinning it back and forth among platforms where you're trying to move a pyramid puzzle from one station to the final stage. And you can only put them in prongs in between. And obviously you can't put a bigger space over the other. It's a very common puzzle that a lot of people can find. It's very easy to do.
Yes.
Especially when you can actually hear your partner.
Yeah, especially when you can hear your partner. So, initially Horacio can't hear Olivia, but don't worry, that changes because everyone's quiet whenever they need to talk. But, Bananas is apparently playing for Olivia and Horacio. And, so he is yelling. So Jay and Michelle can't hear. Don't worry. Jordan is in on that game as well. Most people join with the exception of Devin. And this is pretty crappy.
It is, and this is what brings up the bigger debate that was online. Like, I was spoiled on who left before I got to watch the episode because of just how much
Twitter uproar.
Yeah, was like unavoidable.
Yeah, I think that this is easily solved. You drill you drill holes in the wheel.
Yeah, like I get
there should not have been an issue of you not being able to hear your other person.
Right, it should have been like, or like a mesh, grate.
That's fine as well, but just holes would do, but this was a design flaw that was BS.
Right, and the bigger thing is now people have been complaining about, well, should the peanut gallery be allowed to do it? Because
I don't have a problem with the peanut. I think it's crappy, but I think they can.
Right, but, because it's precedent.
Yes, but you still... There was a design like if it's mesh or there's holes, that's not, like people can yell and that can affect your concentration. But if you can't hear that, like you can't do it.
Right. And like, if anything, I felt like there was times where I felt the yelling was going to hurt Olivia and Horatio's chances because Horatio just couldn't hear, period.
Yeah.
So you yelling, he's not going to hear Olivia better. Oh, no,
they stopped when he needed to. Like I think they finally figured out. Like I think it went long. He was just like, you know, we're going to talk now, and they're like, okay, and then right. You know.
I think this is just another example of what we've seen, that it's, you know, Bananas has been able to hack some of the different challenges or whatever, And I think this is something that he just realized that, oh, I can really have an effect on this by yelling. And it was completely by design.
And it makes sense from the
I would take advantage. This is in the Johnny Fairplay wheelhouse of you know, finding the
The loopholes.
The loophole in the game.
Right. And it's like it makes sense from Jordan's perspective, from Banaster, like the veteran alliance of it all, because you look at Michelle and Jay as sort of like the spearhead.
Yeah.
So you do whatever you can to remove them. So as much as I hate it because it was against people I enjoy, people that I have a vested interest in seeing succeed on the show, I can't be mad about it when everyone was so like making jokes about it and being so happy about it when everyone did it to Turbo.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you can't just be okay with it when it's someone you hate and be totally against it when it's someone that
I have no problem with them doing it.
Right. So, but as a person, as a friend, it's like it still feels crappy.
Oh, yeah. It was crappy. But like I support it. I mean, in that it's allowed. However, that was a huge design flaw. I mean, it's as simple as mesh or holes.
And there should have been holes. There should have been a way where like Jay shouldn't have to like put his entire body out of the wheel.
Yeah.
And to attempt to try to hear Michelle.
Yeah. So no. Incorrect. So Horatio and Olivia win, and we hear from Jordan, write this down. This is not Survivor. And I'm just like,
you're right. Survivor's harder.
I'm just like, I am much better. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Jordan, write this down. I am much better at reality television than you are. Shots fired.
Like, he's a polarizing person. I don't take shots at Survivor, though. Like, you guys are very fortunate of the lack of Survivor presence that has been on your show.
Yeah. You even the odds, we own you.
Well, it's like, it's just...
You're entitled dum-dums. Sorry. You're entitled dum-dums.
Well, it's just numbers in general. Like, Dan, back me up here. It's like...
Devin's jumping over Team Survivor first chance he gets.
Oh, absolutely. Just like how he jumped into Team Big Brother. The first opportunity where he figured out he could mend fences with Fessel and Josh.
Yep.
When they started bringing Big Brother in a swarm and Big Brother had the numbers, guess what alliance had control of the game?
Because they're smarter. So Survivor's smarter than Big Brother. Big Brother's smarter than the Challenge. And the Challenge is smarter than Love Island.
Right. And then Amazing Race is there.
And the Amazing Race gets to
Tough as nails?
You're tough as nails, Alex.
Oh, thank you.
Dan, you're the Joker. All right, so Nelson has some making up to do. I'm sure he will.
I honestly loved that confessional because like any person knows exactly what she means when she says that, and it's Horatio finding out, like figuring out a moment later. He's like,
oh wow.
Yes.
they call that a lick 'em low lover. Yes. TJ says, see you both in the future, and next he goes, but wait. This season is full of surprises, and what's around the corner? Well, the next corner, the new corner is at the next challenge, so we'll figure it out then.
And we don't know what this twist is. Like, if it was going to be a new team, they would have shown in the preview of, like, without showing them, like, the shock and awe of, oh,
I think it's just going to alternate men's and women's eliminations so we can get a hall brawl.
Potentially, or like, Maybe they do something similar to the Bloodline, Stan, where like they split the teams in half, but like you're still tethered to your partner in a way.
Yeah, so it's still eliminations would be one-on-one, but if your partner loses, like you go with them.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I think there's something there. Like I don't think they're gonna actually
split. We're getting a hall brawl.
Every single one is that we alternate between hall brawl and pole wrestle.
Pole wrestle. Boom.
Against Letarian.
Fine.
Like everyone, doesn't matter what, doesn't matter if you're a boy or a girl.
Don't care. Oh,
he, she, them, Letarian will smash all of you.
I would love to see that. I want MTV. Kenny. You know what? I won't burst out of the gate. I want Kenny versus Letarian.
So you want to see Kenny
for that
die.
Boy's soul.
Who killed Kenny? Letarian's like, I killed Kenny. You wanna, I plundered him.
No, man. Vuna Murray listen to this podcast. We know some of you listen to it.
Yeah,
we know.
Yeah, here's the crazy thing. Our numbers are good. We weren't on the challenge.
We're not the official challenge podcast.
Well, thank God. And it's so funny. Like the people that do listen of the number, like it's Buda Murray Production listens to our podcast. I bet they don't listen to the challenge because why would you?
Why would you? I mean, it's literally just so that you can have a podcast.
I think Anissa has blackmail pictures of somebody, and so you know that person's not listening. So,
well, you know what? A lot of people probably have blackmail stuff on Anissa too. So let's use it, people.
Use it. This is the last season we need Anissa on. Okay.
And no, I've been no. The last season was a long time ago.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, fans, we love you. We think you're great. You want to support the podcast, become a patron. I'll post it on Patreon first. Picture of in the secret Facebook Patreon group, a picture of me and Johnny Bananas together. Next week, what are the odds? Is that insanity? Worlds collide. Me and Johnny Bananas hanging out. Mariah's going to be there, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. So Nelly T is going to be there.
Maybe there's some redemption there for Nelson.
I would love to see some redemption for Nelson. So I am more than happy to have a conversation.
Honestly, I'll be more interested if he gives you the same exact thing as last time.
Keep watching your show, folks. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
So, and then, you know, let me tell my girlfriend how pretty she is. All right. So... All right. Thank you, everyone. Become a patron. Try it for a month. If you don't like it, send your money back. So no one's been held hostage ever. Thank you, Dan.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Alex.
Hey, thank you.
And thank you, me. And everyone else. See you next week. We'll see when it's going to be. I don't know. It's got a crazy schedule. These guys will probably be here if I'm not here. Someone else is going to be here. We're going to talk the challenge. Ride or Dies, episode 9. Here at Reality App Show. And for more bonus content, go to realitypatron.com. That's right, become a patron now. Get additional coverage of all your favorite shows, the weekly Q&A, and you become a member of the secret, exclusive Facebook group. That's realitypatron.com.